This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 317, and today we're going to be talking about the last C in the makeup of mental strength or mental toughness, and that is challenge. Now, this is one component. Basically, you can look at it as being your comfort zone. When somebody has a high degree of mental strength, they are prepared to stretch themselves regularly. They look at a challenge as an opportunity to grow, where many people look at a challenge as, if I can't, quote, succeed at it, I'm not going to do it. And so they don't look at challenging and growing themselves. So the first component of this challenge is being prepared to stretch themselves beyond their normal comfort zone. In effect, people with high degrees of challenge and mental strength are comfortable with being uncomfortable. Then the second part of this is how the person sees the outcomes, whether, quote, good or bad, whether, quote, they succeeded or failed. Those with high degrees of mental strength and high degrees of challenge look at all of the results as a learning experience, that they can learn from all of it, and they will take and analyze the results and look at it. Like in NLP, they say that there's no failure, only feedback. And that's an important outlook to have, because once we get the result, the feedback, we can then make the corrections and continue, or not make the corrections if it's the result that we want. But the key here is this perceived challenge. And many of us think that we take on challenges every day. But in realistic expectations, if you will, we are only redoing the same challenge. Each challenge we may have done 2 months ago, 6 months ago, whether it's in the fitness realm, whether it's in your relationships realm, whether it's in your work realm, each of these challenges we think we are doing. Yeah, I challenge myself every day. Well, do you really push yourself beyond your comfort zone? Or is it just at the edge of the comfort zone where you know if you went a little bit further, you would be uncomfortable? And that gets back to my model of this complacent zone, right? We have this mental support and this mental resistance. The closer we get to the mental resistance, the more we will feel it, and the more that we will procrastinate, we'll make excuses, we'll stop taking actions, we'll do it tomorrow, we'll make up all these excuses, the closer we get to this mental resistance. And so as we get closer to this mental resistance, this is where challenge comes up. So when we look at challenge, are we looking at challenge that is truly, truly expanding us? Are we stepping over that line of mental resistance and into the unknown? And basically that what you could look at is this challenge is stepping into the unknown. If we've done something before, like if you've run a 5K and you run a 5K again, but you know, it's really not a challenge because you've already done it once. You're not stepping into the unknown. So part of challenge could be looked at is stepping into the unknown. What are you going to be facing? If you've never done a 10K, but you've done a 5K, that 10K will be a challenge for you. And then you're going to review it and see how you did. Now that 10K, you do it again, it may not be a challenge, but if you set your time lower, hey, the challenge is to go to do it underneath 30 minutes, then that would be a challenge. But just running the 10K would no longer be a challenge because you've already done it. And then you look at it and grow from it. So I think a lot of us talk ourselves into thinking that we love challenges, But the real fact is it's not stepping into the unknown. It's just doing the same thing again. And because we haven't done it for 2 months or 2 weeks, we think it's a challenge. So take a look at your life. Where are you pushing yourself? And are you pushing yourself? Are you really stepping into the unknown? Are you stepping into a unknown part of, you know, your relationship life, of your work life, of your physical life? Are you doing things that are really, really pushing you to be, wow, I don't know what's going to happen when I do this, but I'm excited to find out. That's when you know you have this challenge and you start looking at creating something different than you're already creating involves challenge. If you don't push yourself, you're just going to be creating the same thing over and over and over again in varying degrees. There are some shifts that might happen depending on where you are within your complacent zone. If you're right in the middle, you may think you're challenging yourself, but in reality, again, you're just doing the same thing over and over. But when you truly, truly embrace this challenge, it must create something new in your life. So think about where you want to create something brand new in your life, and what is it going to take challenge-wise for you to accomplish that? You can't keep doing the same things, even if it's appears to be a challenge. You need to do that to get closer to that mental line of resistance, to get closer to your edge of your comfort zone. But really, to create something new, you have to step into the unknown. And when you step into that unknown, it's scary and it's frightening, but this is where mental strength comes in. This is where the confidence comes in. Where you step into the unknown, you don't care what happens, you know you'll be okay. And this is where that commitment comes in. That when you look at this challenge, you go, great, I can commit to this. And so there's this concept within the challenge that it needs to be unknown. So take a look. I would ask you now to, for this assignment for this week, is take a look at your life. What area of your life would you like to create something brand new? What is something different? Not just different, but unknown. Because we can do things different, but it doesn't mean it's a challenge. You know, you could go to the gym and instead of using the elliptical, you could use the rowing machine. Well, that's not really a challenge. That's doing something different, but it's not a challenge. So take a look at an area of your life where you would like to create something new. And then start thinking about what are the challenges that are holding you back from doing that. And then attack those challenges so you will create something new. Kind of part of it is, you know, looking at why haven't you done something in the relationship area, in your financial area, in your health and fitness area. Why haven't you done that? And it'll come up with a lot of reasons. Well, those reasons may be limiting beliefs, and part of challenge can be actually moving through those limiting beliefs. A challenge doesn't always have to be a physical challenge. It's more of a mental challenge. So if you ask yourself, why don't I have what I want in this area of my life? Why don't I have more money in my life? Why isn't my business better? And start listing all the quote reasons. Those are all going to be the beginning points of your challenges, because those are all going to be the tips of your limiting beliefs. And when you can identify those limiting beliefs, you can then develop a plan on how to move through them, which is your challenge, right? Again, most of our challenges are mental, not so much physical, unless you're into sports or something to that nature. And then obviously at that point, there is going to be a physical component to it. But I would ask you today is to take a look at the area of your life that you'd like to improve. Why don't you have what you have? And then how can you address that with a challenge, with this mental strength, with this determination of getting what you want? Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.